No, I don't think so. I don't think there's, from my point of view, I don't think we can look at any game either way and say this is a big game and this is not, this isn't such a big game. I think, every game in this league, like I just said, anybody can beat anybody. So you have to treat every game with the respect that it deserves and the opposition with the respect that they deserve. We go to Cheltenham and they're on the back of a great run and Gary Johnson's an experienced manager. I came up against him in the championship at Yeovil, so we know that it's a challenge that is waiting for us on Saturday, and one we've got to be prepared to take on.
Have you been to Cheltenham before?
Yeah, I back in the day when I played for Hereford United, we used to play Cheltenham quite a bit, whether that was youth team, reserve team. So yeah, I know Wadden Road well. So yeah, looking forward to it.
Small, compact stadium.
Yeah.
It's very picturesque. It's on the outskirts of town, nice and
Yeah,
leafy.
lovely. Beautiful place.
I know you're not there to admire the scenery, but it's a tricky place to get a result. And they've booked up, as you say, with back-to-back victories.
Yeah, very much so. And that's what I mean. That's why straight away after the game on Saturday, the focus turned to Cheltenham and the intensity of training. We have to make sure it increases again, ready for this weekend. I was hit with a stat the other day that on Saturday was the first time since March 2013 that we'd come from behind and won. So that's over 3.5 years. We've got to slowly but surely make inroads on changing the mentality. And that's something that's been pleasing so far in terms of performance. But we've got to now back that up with results. And we haven't been able to put a back-to-back together yet. So that's what we're looking to try and do on Saturday. But like I say, we know that it's going to be a challenge there.
Given the frustrations in front of goal that you had early in the season, where some good chances were missed, let's be fair,
Yeah.
you've started putting in some spectacular ones away, haven't you, in recent weeks?
Well, I think, like you say, we have the quality in the team to be able to produce that. There was some wonderful strikes from Brad Potts and Carl Vassell on Saturday, and they have that ability, and they're a threat going forward. And I believe in those two in particular that there's still lots to come. And we still have some firepower that, I haven't got going yet. But that's only going to be a matter of time, judging by the amount they've been in training.
Who would that be then? Who's not
Well,
really quite fired yet?
the likes of Jamiel Matt has not had a long run of games yet since he's been at the club. But once he gets that match sharpness, he's already proved in the games that he's played what a handful he is. And goal would just give him a massive boost as well. But his all-round game so far is providing a real handful for the opposition's back four.
Any injuries or knocks from the weekend going into the
No,
trip to
touch wood
Cheltenham?
at this moment in time, we're fine, which is again, like I say, has not been the case this season. So it presents ourselves with a bit of a headache in terms of squad. But like we've been stressing to everybody this week, it is going to be a squad game this season, especially with the loan window and the situation that is now.
And I understand finally that trainings have been a little quieter today because you're struggling with a bit of a cold.
Man flu, please. Man flu, come on. Need a bit more sympathy than the cold. No, it's this time of year when the weather's changing. Obviously, there's bugs going around, one or two things. But yeah, it was quiet for, let's say, 15 minutes of the training, which I'm led to believe the players really enjoyed.
Yeah, and it's an occupational hazard, isn't it, really? Being a football manager, you have to be able to shout. You have to be able to bark out orders across the pitch. I've seen you doing it. I watched you doing it at Accrington the other week. You just got to get on with that. And that must start to have an effect long term, does it?
Well, I think it's affected my singing career, if that's what you're referring to, Phil. Yeah, I don't think I'll be appearing on X Factor or anything like that in the next couple of weeks.